Let me remind all of ourselves to cultivate the altruistic motivation seeking complete enlightenment for the sake of liberating infinite kind mother sentient beings. With that kind of altruistic motivation, we call bodhicitta motivation, we should all participate in this teaching. I believe that we are all striving to accomplish complete enlightenment or Buddhahood in order to benefit others and ourselves. So in order for us to actualize complete enlightened state or Buddhahood, we have to gain what we call internal or inner spiritual realizations. And inner spiritual realizations come about as we cultivate spiritual paths and grounds within our own mind stream. And so one of the things we need to practice in order to gain spiritual realizations, if you ask, this is what we will hear being answered in this wonderful text called A Miscellaneous Collection of Kadambageshi's Advices. In general, for anybody, for any of us to be able to reach complete enlightened state, we must rely upon authentic scriptural texts or treaties, authentic in the sense that the text or the scripture, it unmistakably explains the ways by which we can reach a complete enlightened state. So the first thing, in other words, is that we have to study and contemplate spiritual practices based upon authentic spiritual texts. And the second thing that's really important for us to do in order to reach complete enlightened state is to supplicate qualified spiritual masters or gurus or lamas, as well as meditational deities, for their blessings and inspiration.
当然是这些真理，原来上帝教给他们，当你当然了，当他们就比他们当，当然了，他们就比他们更，他们就比他们更，他们就比他们更，他们就比他们更，他们就比他们更，他们就比他们更，他们就比他们更，他们就比他们更，他们就比他们更，他们就比他们更，他们就比他们更，他们就比他们更，他们就比他们更，他们就比他们更，他们就比他们更，他们就比他们更，他们就比他们更，他们就比他们更，他们就比他们更，他们就比他们更，他们就比他们更，他们就比他们更，他们就比他们更，他们就比他们更，他们就比他们更，他们就比他们更，他们就比他们更，他们就比他们更，他们就比他们更，他们就比他们更，他们就比他们更，他们就比他们更，他们就比他们更，他们就比他们更，他们就比他们更，他们就比他们更，他们就比他们更，他们就比他们更，他们就比他们更，他们就比他们更，他们就比他们更，他们就比他们更，他们就比他
point is that we all know Shakyamuni Buddha is a historical, you know, Dharma teacher or spiritual guru or lama. And as we study different spiritual texts and also practices such as Lamrim practice, the practice of stages of path to enlightenment, we also have what we call lineage spiritual masters. In other words, how the original teaching came from Shakyamuni Buddha and it has been passed down through successive masters through unbroken lineage. And so we need to see our lineage spiritual masters of any path or practice as being inseparable in terms of who they really are from that of Shakyamuni Buddha. As we would say that in terms of who they really are, in terms of their nature, our lineage spiritual gurus and Shakyamuni Buddha are just one and the same thing. And with that kind of understanding and belief, we need to supplicate them.
내 왕지를 협회 아니 디바 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 다 망부치 저 통하면 싸게 휘어뜨때 그 파장에 매버자에 다 개치 휘차거리
And the third thing that is really important for us to put into practice in order to reach enlightened state is that we need to purify ourselves of negativities and mental obscurations. Now we have accumulated, if you will, defilements and negativities, as we would say, since beginningless time. And we need to purify our mind of all such defilements and negativities.
Nyo rangi lo yopi nyo ma bata neri zhong da kechi mo kiri kari isi na rang ane tabi kongpa, sanji kongpa tanga endo devi kongpa to muti ya di kari isi gori isi na rangi lo yopi nyo ma bata ane jaba ma tonga ban sa ya ge leji dhiba di isi gori so sa di nga bata pa ma ba zwa ta kechi mo ki luzi chayi tapsar isi.
Now the reason why it is essential for us to purify our mind of delusions or defilements and negativities, it's just because why we are stuck in sacred existence and state of suffering, and why we are not in the state of liberation and enlightenment where we could experience lasting peace and happiness and the best of everything, it's just because that we have delusions or defilements within our mind since beginningless time. And because of the delusions, we have also accumulated negativities since beginningless time. So in a nutshell, what I'm trying to say here is that our deluded states of mind and our negative karmic obscurations are the factors, if you will, which hinder us from gaining complete liberation from suffering and becoming a complete enlightened person. So we need to purify our mind of delusions and negativities in order to be liberated in order to become an enlightened being.
Sonjata, tadi gani, tol nuri, les deux gens attendent, qui nyomoga, nyomoga, nyomotin attend, les deux gens. Donc, en état, j'anda, n'yanda, ma son bachin, n'avant, so, samaloga, quand tu dis, n'yava de chez vous.
And I would also like to emphasize the fact that all of us, you know, we need to do purification practice as much as we can, you know, in our everyday life. You know, we should not, you know, procrastinate our purification practice for a later time or for another day. But we should, in whatever way we can, in our everyday life, daily life, that we try to make efforts to do purification practice.
Tang Aranzuki, Benata, Duba de Jangres, Duba Jean Gua Dugres, Yenata, Duba Jean Gua Duba Shabala, Tundi de Gugres, Tundu Beta, Sunday Kyo Junior, Tundi Tentovich. Tundi de Majuna, any Lele Wanka Aranzu Pesta, Lele Wanka any. Rana gupi tanda duj mevashe ni duj ta duj matabashe ta nima ki tam kiwa matapa duksin teya ki ta nika chimbu chayarish.
So we need to do purification practice, that is to purify our delusions and negativities on the one hand, but on the other hand we also need to do accumulation practice to accumulate positive actions. And what is really important in both cases, both practices, if you will, is enthusiastic perseverance. We need to cultivate enthusiasm, enthusiastic perseverance in order to do purification and accumulation practices. If possible, as it is described in authentic Buddhist literatures, that enthusiasm should continuously flow like a river or a stream. So if we have that kind of enthusiasm in our practice, then we will not be bogged down by different forms of laziness. When we really become lazy, or in other words, if we come under the influence of different types of laziness, then we are thwarted or prevented from accomplishing our aims and objectives or goals. And so the time is fleeting anyway, and as time goes by, we could be under influence of laziness, and then we realize that now the death strikes us and the life is coming to an end, and that could happen, you know. So we don't want that to happen, you know, being caught unprepared, as you would say, the death to strike us. So we need to cultivate enthusiastic perseverance.
That lele nyembo tele tak manda atindi garis manda tak hendiri sunnepena kya mataba gombi nuta lele nyembo tak chagu garis tari isunako kyo tanda yabu madu tak sangi nanyi dugu nita tering yungu mansang dugu siyabi yana tak tili ane kate chayin dabu karri isuna ane naranso tak tering ya lani sangi garis doya kata nanzuli tiyo yamaris niyo yamaris.
So we need to tackle different forms of laziness, and in other words, we need to counteract them with different antidotes. Of course, there are many kinds of antidotes that we could apply to combat with, if you will, or to counteract laziness. And so one of the antidotes is to reflect upon impermanence or transitoriness. How that works is, if you ask that, say we are hit by laziness and we think that, okay, I'm going to do my practice tomorrow. Well, if we reflect on impermanence of life, And anything can happen, and there may not be tomorrow. We cannot be sure that there is going to be tomorrow. We go to bed today, and we might not wake up tomorrow morning. Because we really do not have control over our life and forces which are working against our life. So as we remind ourselves of uncertainties related to impermanence of life, then that will help us to counteract, laziness.
rang ke ane lu langso tang tenzo ane rang ke tse tang lu langso tenzo ane tuente metal na yis tuente metal ta ane tering pe ane yagwe ke yen ane ta segi chiren sanyi pe sali thore ke tang tuk teni ke tang yenka yorobas tu nang yin rang choke rang ke tse tang lu langso tenzo tanga na yikya ke yorobas.
As great first Dalai Lama Jawakin Dintu says in his spiritual poems or spiritual songs, he said, "Oh friends, you should understand that youthfulness and the beauty, these things are as transient and ephemeral as the flowers which bloom in autumn." So in the autumn season, or maybe in America we call it fall, I guess, when the flowers bloom, they may not stay that long, especially where the hailstorms could come any time and destroy all the beautiful flowers. So our youthfulness and our beauty and our such qualities are as transient as autumn flowers.
So that today some tony any the tambina ta ke maduna ta rang chilling a bamendo kadiche the kamendo kapogumendo jesa ta ke de mazo be si chebino ta pesagre samni ta rang rang ku ta chimu kite gures.
So the point I'm trying to make here is if we really sincerely reflect upon impermanence of life and things, and we really truly feel the transient nature of life and things, that if I don't practice today when I'm able to do it, if I leave it for another time, I really don't know whether I will be there then. Life is full of uncertainties, and we really know that we don't know when we are going to die. And death could strike us any time, and if it strikes us before we could do our practice, it will be great shame and a great loss. And so we cannot let that happen. And so we just kind of remind ourselves, oh my goodness, how can I afford to lose opportunity to do practice after all my life is full of uncertainties? And then that brings us, as you may say, right on the track and to do our practice.
ngesung dung me pad me ba chi ya ta te yu tu ya men du so cha ta ma chi kwa la chue na ba ta ba chi du ma ju na an ta ngesung she na da ta ki da ka li kha ko cha sa re sang du sang tang bi na yang ku ja ya ko te ru
ris. Now another antidote to counteract our laziness is to reflect upon the extent and intensity of suffering that exists in unfortunate states of rebirth. And if we remind ourselves that, I really do not have confidence to say that if I die, I'm not going to be reborn in such difficult situations or states. And if I am born in any of those states, the intensity and extent of suffering is such that I don't think I can really bear it. I can withstand it or tolerate it. So therefore, right now I have the opportunity not to let that happen, so therefore I'm going to engage in practice. So that's how we can bring ourselves into practice, reflecting upon the suffering of unfortunate states of rebirth.
And those same things, any Maranso Lita, Karsil Yan Dota, Ya and Tabat Tinjibuan Dota, Man Yusuk Dunghil and Dreate, Maranso Lakbal Yutis and Yuris, Karis Nathan, Ransom Border, and the Yutis, Sunsata, Karis as I was shaving, and sharing Chobiki and we are bus.
Metaphorically speaking, we are really standing at a very important juncture, or as you heard Geshe-la say, border. And we have to make a decision, do we want to go to the states of liberation and enlightenment, maybe we can say go up, or do we want to go down into unfortunate states of rebirth. We are really standing at an important juncture, and we got to make the right decision for ourselves to go up or to go down.
I am the first word. Leluka, Lelu, Lelu, one piece. I am the nature due to the Dinata. Sanji Lesoata, we know Sanji Yan Jamie, that Naran Jenkinity Mumism. He lamed on Jenny Lesoata, the Sabina, the Zugan Jenny to Grisamni, at Sangarbas. They know you are my.
I mean, laziness could be very tricky in communicating to us or giving us a message that, we tell ourselves, I don't think I'm really up to practice. I'm really not capable of practice, and I really can't do practice well. Well, what I can really do is make a request, to my lamas or gurus and the Buddhas. So if I just pray to them, then I think they can save me. They are my saviors. Okay, so as if like I don't need to practice, it's just like I can delegate my practice as if to the lamas and the Buddhas, so they are there to save me and they should save me,
And that thing you know, Sanjay Chumdi the Ranke, and Dani Dak Nguyenches, Ranke, and if you want that, Shumke, the Munishigina, Ranchagores, you know, at the Sanji, and it show you at the top, and it's Sanji, only the thing on yours.
Well, guess what? Well, that's not going to work. Shakyamuni Buddha made it very clear in a very unambiguous language, if you will. He said, as Geshe-la quoted some relevant lines, he said, "You are your own protector. Who else can protect you?" So what Buddha really, wanted us to know, and which he really communicated very clearly, explicitly, if you will, is that I could only show you the way or the means to help yourself, but I cannot do it for you. So it's after all, each of us has to, put the things Buddha taught us into practice and save ourselves. So we cannot delegate our practice to some other people, or including our spiritual gurus and Buddhas.
Pen, that pen of second pen was the carrying sinner, mean Naki, you tell me Mambu, you say any time you have a chimney with Chadu, that mitty, the any could never the gay king is meeting love, that it getting a job in a tune of Maravasti.
Well, here's an example to illustrate my point, how practice is a personal responsibility. We cannot delegate our own practice to some other people, and we cannot be responsible for some other person's action or practice. Here's an example. Let's think of a very serious criminal who has destroyed many lives, and he or she is tried in the court and sent to prison, or the punishment is given. Now, can anyone, in a very conventional, ordinary sense of the law, say, don't send him, I'll just go to the prison for him, let him go free. Does that work? Well, it doesn't work, because he is responsible for his action, the crimes he committed, and he should get a prize.
Rang get up jimni ati moat yin se jo da da didi ke ko da des si jo da de yin ya yin ge ne ga te ane sa da lama ke never say it time never ta rang ke me kya go ne kya ge tap te ta sa da lama te sa jo de te na do was
The point I'm trying to make here is that lamas and the Buddhas cannot do the purification practice for us. In other words, they cannot say like, you know what, I'll let you go, whatever, you know, go on with your life, and I will purify your karmas and delusions, and then you should be fine. They just can't do it. You know, we have to do it ourselves. And so just as we cannot say, like, you know what, let the criminal be free, I'm going to take the punishment. No, we can't say that, and we can't do that. But I also want you to say that you could dedicate, I mean, our merit for the benefit of others. But that's another point.
Mm-hmm. So that Karishina Tang Rang Loka Ane Titadone Digok Pane Gyodwe Takichimichagnos.
So as we can see that in our everyday life it is really important for us to make efforts to stop creating negativities and purify our negativities and delusions and make efforts to do positive actions.
That big up on God, the Dugu is Santa, somebody you know, and it wrong Nanta, Nadi Dizan, and it's Lakashan Dizan, and it's never the time wrong Sindhya Sungurus. The Masuna, you know, the Anita, you never shake me, because I'm missing somebody you shouldn't know, could paint Sindhya Sung Matuna, and it's not that you was at that. Persegure. Tapi lain apa juga tas. Siapa kau leta? Hama kau itu tas. Nih di. Kuno mebe tas itu sambil tadi. Yang itu was.
So as important as it is for all of us to purify defilements and negativities from our mind every day, and also to accumulate positive actions. A thing that is really central to all these things is we need to, we need to protect our mind in every situation. Because what's really, you know, if you really don't pay attention to our mind, I mean, we could be, you know, just staying at home. Or we could be at work, we could be at school, whatever the case may be. If we don't, protect our mind, then we could easily find ourselves doing something that we should not be doing. I mean, negative. I mean, we could unknowingly, you know, without really motivation there, but we might end up doing negativity. So it's really important for us to be vigilant, if you will, to be mindful of ourselves in any given situation. As it is very powerfully stated in Guru Puja, or as we say, Lama Cheba, that we need to restrain our doors of body, speech, and mind. Now what that means is that when it comes to negativities, we need to close the doors of our body, speech, and mind. We should not let our body, speech, and mind get involved in negativities. So it's better to keep the doors closed here. But when it comes to positive actions, we should open the doors of our body, speech, and mind. Let our body, speech, and mind, you know, participate in or get involved in positive actions.
Honest. ta karang chong kit ngi chiyate ta ke chi chi ka dekmong gedu siyata pe ana tu sote ta ngara so kar so ta tu se khola ma so shine ne nam chi ngi me samaj ke chamar chiyo bas.
So perhaps the most important points that I have been making this morning is that in everyday life we need to purify ourselves of delusions and negativities. We need to make efforts to do positive actions, and we also need to remind ourselves that we need to do those practices as best as we can, as we have opportunities right now. Because we cannot postpone our practices to a later date, and we need to reflect on transient nature, impermanent nature of life and things, and the suffering nature of unfortunate system rebirth to counteract our laziness so that we make the best of the opportunities that we have. No, again, Tamar Chimbe Debu Chugu the Sugun, who has some talking about yes, or again. Just to remind you of what we were dealing with last week, is that we need to cultivate the two minds of enlightenment, and we talked a little bit about that. There is what we call conventional mind of enlightenment, or conventional bodhicitta, or conventional awakening mind, and then there is the ultimate version of that, if you will, the ultimate mind of enlightenment.
Tama tarishimin jebu, chuku to zuku, nusu to tong hepangis, jeza, that cousin Shangu, Tondo Shangu, Gunju Shangu, saying about the Jamba tarishimbe, Kapsus, jebu, Kokaratogasuna, Tata, Chugo Tang, Kaseta, Kuni, but the Chugo Tang, Zuku, you were Togris.
So, as we saw it last time, explained in this wonderful text, in the beginning, we should make efforts to cultivate the 2 months of enlightenment that we have not yet cultivated in our mind. In the middle, we should try to enhance and further the development of these 2 months of enlightenment. And if we do that, eventually, when we have, develop the 2 months of enlightenment to the fullest extent possible, to the ultimate limit, if you will, so then eventually we attain the two enlightened bodies, truth body or Dharmakaya, and form body or Rupakaya. So when we really cultivate the 2 months of enlightenment and bring them to the fullest extent possible fruition state, if you will, it is in that state that we actualize two enlightened bodies, truth and form.
So that, only that is, they are last. Only that, only thing do you need to do. But now, Kunzop Shankyu is the same genre, Tarshindu, and Zukut, 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 and Zukut,
when we cultivate conventional mind of enlightenment or bodhicitta and bring it to the fullest extent possible fruition state, then we are able to actualize enlightened form body or rupakaya. Now, when we cultivate ultimate mind of enlightenment and bring it to the fruition state, the furthest development state that we could bring it, then we actualize enlightened truth body or Dharmakaya.
That is imagine. Tell us that. And the Dhambu Sanju is the same number ni Jula Masheba Shiva Shepi, Pub Mayas. Sanju is the same number ni, but 마셰바 랑길 마셰바 셰베 셰브르 셰베 탈 다시는 망고 요레스 가나노
and then Geshe Domtenpa goes on to explain more about what he started off. He said there are many methods or the techniques or practices that one could do in order to generate the 2 months of enlightenment in our mind that we have not yet generated or cultivated.
He's
saying that while there are many practices that you know one could do to cultivate the 2 months of enlightenment, then the undertone the message here is that, but for most of us people, you know, we are not able to do all kinds of practices. Then he is telling us that in short, there are certain practices that we could all do to cultivate minds of enlightenment.
That doing is some that do this in France or anywhere. That doing is some that carries na touchy, zawa sumse. Touchy, but the machine is be touchy and it's zawa sumse.
So he said, but. In a kind of a summary form, if you will, in short, in concise way, there is certain practice that we could do, and what is that, if you ask? Now he's explained to us that we should remember that summary practice would involve what is called sawasum, literally meaning three principal methods, or in other words,
three main methods.
And then if you look within these three main practices the three roots, we can find nine secondary or supplementary practices. So that's it. The summary practices involve three key or the main practices, and within these three key or the main practices, we find nine secondary or auxiliary or supporting
practices.
So I hope that you understand the importance and essentiality of cultivating the 2 months of enlightenment within our own mind. And after all, we are all seeking complete enlightened state. So if you want to become Buddhas, enlightened beings, where we actualize two enlightened bodies, we must cultivate the 2 months of enlightenment within ourselves, as we need to further their development to the greatest extent possible.
That's Rangji saying about the Rangji Shabi Tali, that Yamle the Karashegwesna, Sawasum said, and the Ali Yitugris, Sawasum, and the Yanlago said, and even Domshi, and the Yitamashugris.
So now let's talk about the three key or the three main methods or practices, and the nine supplementary or secondary or supporting practices within them. So I'm going to explain each of them, and maybe you want to jot them down.
Yes. Ta ali tambu tsawa sumbat indus na tanin indus. Tsawa sumbat. Tsawa sumbat kari desa na tambu tsawa sumnes ta.
Now the three main methods or the practices, key practices are, number one, training of the mind, Lo Zhongwa.
And then you got the choice.
Second, accumulation of merits.
And then somebody thing is it's ours, thing is that save us, that 땡인지 랑지르 쉐베 탑샤바데르.
And third is to cultivate concentration or stability of the mind. So those are the three key methods for the practices. And I repeat, training of the mind, accumulation of merit, and cultivating stability of the mind or concentration.
다 당골로 정하다라 아니 준비 명아 뒤지고는로 정하다 다기냥기 지고는로 정하다 리바스 디 하고 그랬어.
So as you can recall from my previous other teachings, that in terms of training our mind for cultivating minds of enlightenment, we have two meditational techniques. One is called six causes and one result meditation technique, Jundem Melatun in Tibetan, and the other is called equalizing and exchanging self for others method, which is called Dakshin Nyamche in Tibetan.
That tenzo lo jonsu tenzo ane dosi ni tasosu ten baban dosi tobi na ta lamrim chekim tere lo kres.
And if you want to learn more about these meditational techniques, read books on this, then you should refer to Lamrim treatises or texts. Lamrim meaning stages of the path, treatises. Lamrim is a genre in Tibetan Buddhism, stages of the path, treatises, and you can find information or explanation of these methods in Lamrim.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, there are many wonderful texts, dealing with cultivation of minds of enlightenment. Can study mind training or thought transformation texts, such as the 7-point mind training text by Kadamba Geshe Chekhawa. Or you can you can study 8 verses mind training by Kadamba Geshe Mangri Thangpa. The second key method or the means is called accumulation of merit. Did you write that down? Accumulation, when we talk about accumulation, we usually talk about two types of accumulation. Accumulation of merit and accumulation of insight or wisdom. So what does accumulation of merit involve, if you ask? Of course, the key thing here is the bodhicitta motivation or altruistic motivation. With altruism as your motivation, if you engage in a particular action or practice, let's say generosity or giving, dan. Well, generosity can be practiced at many different levels. You can practice it in a very extensive manner, in the sense that you can make offering that the entire 3,000 world systems are filled with precious jewels and gems, and offer them to enlightened beings and the holy beings. That is the practice of generosity. Or even with bodhicitta motivation, you can give a morsel of food or a mouthful of food to a poor and needy, that is also generosity. So with altruistic motivation, when we practice generosity in different levels of forms, we are accumulating merit.
That is when you send the symptom of a condition, that's a single sena, when a Kuno the Tambo does a Tonga, the Juba Tonga, the Kuno the Tang the Sani, Sinji Tangi, the Sanji Kombatavashi, Toby Cheto, and then the as you know, Juba Tonga, the Kunju Juba Pinati, the Tonga Yisam machine. The Shabby in Tang and the Sanji Semicon, take Chayago.
So how can we practice generosity, for example, with altruistic motivation? Technically speaking, we say that our practice should be conjoined with altruistic motivation or MO. So if you ask, how can we do that? Well, before we do our practice, generosity of any kind, that I just explained, or at any different levels, you know, we cultivate the state of mind wishing to find complete enlightened state for the benefit of all other sentient beings. And with that mindset, then we engage in our action or practice of generosity, saying that, you know, by the power of this generosity of making offerings to the Buddhas and holy beings, by the power of this generosity of giving gifts to the poor and needy, may I be able to actualize complete enlightened state for the benefit of everybody, then our practice of generosity is undergirded by, or it is embedded in, altruistic motivation. So this altruistic motivation plays a central role in our practice of generosity. This I'm just using one example, and it could be any other practice. And then also, at the end of our practice, we should do altruistic dedication, as I just explained. You know, may the merit again from this practice help me to find complete enlightened state for the benefit of all other sentient beings. So this altruism, it is a really differentiating phenomenon in terms of how other practitioners do their practice. For example, practitioners who are seeking nirvana or personal liberation for samsara, well, they are very generous too, and they could do generosity practice, but their practice is not characterized by, is not supported, or it is not conjoined with altruistic motivation, it is not supported by altruistic dedication. So therefore, the merit they gain from their generosity would be different, and it is directed to a different goal than the merit gained from with altruistic motivation and directed at enlightenment through altruistic dedication.
Now, now, there, that you should choose that the current is not condition. So, now, now, when you talk about simple, any goni, any get the current solving the, you should choose the goal. That thing, simple, 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 the goal.
So now, what is meant by accumulation of wisdom or insight? He says it all. Well, here the central thing is, understanding and reflecting on emptiness of phenomena. And in this case, also that let's say we are doing a practice of generosity, that it must be motivated by altruism. If you really want to reach complete enlightened state, it should be characterized by altruistic dedication, but it also should be characterized by the understanding and reflection of the emptiness of our practice, all the things involved in practice. So if we do that, then we are also accumulating insight or wisdom.
kena zeti gittindu. Kunshu lani, kweki kanki pivi yana, di pivi yana sanu tsoda yi tsonika dvayti zhuzhi yaris.
Well, as I explain these things, you know, you should not think like, oh my God, these things are very complicated and seems to be very complex. As a matter of fact, you know, we can bring the 2 months of enlightenment together into, you know, any practice or action we perform, as simple as making, you know, offering of one incense stick to the altar or to Buddhas and Bodhisattvas.
That kind of is dangin hema sabi na shi. Pui de piwi gili zawa la sanji ji kumbha toya ki che do pui de ane nge sanji dan tui da gindili piwi yin samba shi. Ane sanji, di shiba yin sanji 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 nukuyo res.
So let's work with this simple you know, example here. We are going to make an offering of incense, just one stick. We're going to burn one stick incense as an offering to Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. But here our motivation is an altruistic motivation. Why we want to do that is because we want to find enlightened state for the benefit of all other sentient beings. That is our motivation, that's our goal. So with that kind of a mindset, motivation, we offer or we burn an incense stick and offer that to Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. Mm.
Latin sticks is the young Quran Zog young Jinyande in the Nintu the Ranja to Jusan Jonathan Jamari and the Sanji Kumba around Meguris.
So when we use the word enlightened state, you must not interpret it to mean like a nirvana or freedom from samsara or, you know, some other kind. We mean Buddhahood, the highest enlightenment that one could possibly achieve.
No, no. But the Buddha,
So with altruistic motivation, seeking complete enlightenment or Buddhahood for the benefit of sentient beings, we burn an incense stick and offer that to the three jewels, Buddha, Dhamma and Sangha. Now as we make the offering, we also reflect on the emptiness or the ultimate nature of everything involved here. So we think about how that the three jewels that we are making offering to, they do not exist in and of themselves. They are not inherently existent. They don't exist in that mode or in that fashion. They are empty of inherent existence, in other words. And also, this incense stick that I'm offering to them, it does not exist in and of itself. It lacks inherent existence. Therefore, it is empty of inherent existence. Myself, who is making this offering, don't exist in and of myself or inherently, and I also lack inherent existence. So therefore, everything is empty of inherent existence. When we understand and reflect on that nature as we do our practice, then we are also accumulating wisdom or insight. Now you can see, you know, how we bring the 2 months of enlightenment together into as simple practice as, you know, burning one incense stick and offering that to the three jewels.
Mm-hmm. Tangi ti pui ti ki pi shibri matu ta ti jimba tangi jimbe dze tsama ya kanchu li pichuwa pio yin maang yin jimba tangi na ta ti jinda kaya rinda tek ti baris.
So I simply used offering one incense stick as an example and how we can bring the 2 months of enlightenment together into this simple practice. Now once you understand the mechanisms and how we are doing that, then you can replicate the same thing with any other practice that you do, you know, any other forms of generosity that you practice or any other spiritual practice that you do. It should all be the same.
Tu no jam ai sendo gombe nan le tiar ba tinjela
no
ane nge geking ta mata pi sin ga di tsane nge geking pumba cha sendo Engkau yang ganteng dengan baris sekitar.
Kau.
Tapi sana khusus tempat yang tangga maris.
Yes. You know, the reason why I'm saying it is, you know, once you understand one thing, you can apply the same concept to your other practices. And this you should be able to do and see it. Otherwise, your mind becomes very restricted and then it's not going to serve, you know, that much of, how to say, I mean, the benefits would be very limited. Let me illustrate it with an anecdotal example from a monastic, you know, debate and, you know, young novices. You know, how they learn about the elementary debates. And they have to deal with how things are impermanent, and then they try to establish, you know, how everything is permanent based upon reasonings. And so one teacher goes and tells the student, you know what, a vase or a pot is an impermanent example of that. So works with that example. And then another teacher, another student says, you know what, a pillar is an impermanent and works with that example. Now these two novices, they meet in the debate courtyard, so they are debating on impermanence. So one says, oh, give me an example of impermanence. That other says, pillar. They say, no, you got it wrong. It's a vase. You know, because my teacher told me it's a vase. And then other says, no, my teacher says pillar. See, but the thing is that they're missing the point because they are not able to relate the concept of impermanence to variety of impermanent phenomena. See, so they become very restricted and, you know, focused on just one or two things. So we don't want to do that. We want to expand our understanding and notion of, you know, the 2 months of enlightenment and integrating them into practice, any kind of practice that we do.
Well, that's, I mean, that's right, huh? Hey, chupi zeta and chupi khalidagris. When I'm getting a bit, chupi zeta, remato, so I'm so regular, I'm here so regular.
But we also need to understand the difference between offering and offering substance. And I used, you know, burning one incense stick as an example, but that is an offering substance. But that is not considered offering. You know, if we look at what shiva means offering. But what is offered is an offering substance. It is not what we call the same as offering.
The substance.
So the incense stick is not a merit. Okay, incense stick is not a wisdom.
Oh yes, thank you. Oh yes. So the thought condition is so sassy at the end. So no, just what I need. So need to be sassy. Sate sa gaya karasana ani ti laje ni betele ani chuko to zuku ni beten dogo do wasonam ji soko laje tele ani zuku ta yeshi soko laje tele ani chuko dogo do was.
So going back to one of our main methods or key practices is accumulation or accumulating merit as I translated. And so we can think of two types of accumulation. Accumulation of merit and accumulation of insight or wisdom. And we need to collect these two types of accumulation because eventually these two types of accumulation will result in accomplishing the two enlightened bodies. It's through the accumulation of merit that we realize the enlightened form body, Rupakaya, and through the accumulation of wisdom or insight that we find to accomplish enlightened truth body or Dhammakaya.
Ne gece di modi zani ne dui zavandı la teni ne ta sunum ku sok dui gece til teni ne zukundu ya ta ne ikhi karzi re ikhi che tumi de bi shere ji simbi gece ne chukundu ya ta chak res nul kanandu.
Great Indian sage Arya Nagarjuna has stated elsewhere, as Kishila quoted the stanza from his memory, and basically he states, by the power of these merits, may sentient beings be able to fulfill the two types of accumulation, merit and wisdom, and through that, may they be able to accomplish ultimate enlightened bodies. So basically what Aryanagarjuna is saying is the same thing that I just explained to you, that through the fulfillment of accumulation of merit, may sentient beings accomplish enlightened form body, and through the fulfillment of the accumulation of insight or wisdom, may sentient beings accomplish enlightened truth body. Now I hope you wrote this down. The third main practice, or the key practice mentioned, is cultivating concentration, tingizin, samadhi, or stability of the mind. Now, why we need to cultivate concentration or stability of the mind, if we ask, is because it's so important for us to be able to focus, you know, stay focused on a phenomenon or practice. Manjushri Lama Tsongkhapa, or Jerumbuche, has stated the importance for us practitioners who are seeking nirvana and enlightenment to cultivate concentration. When we develop concentration or stability of the mind, then that stability of the mind is, so to speak, rules over our mind. You know, we're able to control our mind with the power of concentration or samadhi. So, so much so that we're able to stop our mind from being involved in negativities, but we're able to direct our mind effortlessly into positive actions.
That the imba karaya sanan desundo wa. Sante ani the sen wangju ite jabu na hiris. Ani sante sen wangju jabu de. Ya no yomis. Pe dusi ni mukal dusi me. Pa yabi ni mukal te mukal te ni mukal yabi ina. Ta re na hiji yomi apishin chagres kanon.
In the words of Jerumbuche, Manjushri Lama Tsongkhapa, concentration is a king that rules over the kingdom of our mind. With concentration, when we set our mind on a phenomenon, it sits on it without moving, as stable as like Mount Meru, the king of mountains. But if we decide to let our mind follow positive actions and virtuous phenomena, because of the power of concentration, our mind is very flexible and it can effortlessly follow positive phenomena and actions.
Then jebetul karayungar sinna lusem lesurun deshingens luta semnibati lerundu shene ane devachim buti rangilis shigres.
So what kind of outcomes or results do we experience by way of cultivating concentration or samadhi, if you ask. Then in the words of Lama Tsongkhapa, that by the power of concentration, our body and mind become very pliable, very serviceable, so much so that we experience, you know, the bliss of pliancies of body and mind.
No, this is it. Tetar shene, ta teta vishyave shene, nanjir wangpo namse, ane ta gomje misoge, ane gomje chogan, ane gomje chogan, ane gomje chogan, nanyin dhan jom, tingzi jute tens, namyinka dhan jompe, tingin zi zi jute tengu res, tingin zi zi namyinka ta nyembo chagwe, somsa namyin dhan jom, tingin zi jute tens.
And then the Lama Tsongkhapa advises as follows: all yogis or meditators, by understanding things I just said already earlier, that you should cultivate all the necessary causes and conditions to have concentration that will destroy the enemy of mental distraction.
And then the
passage, it concludes with the statements by Lama Tsongkhapa. He said, I, the yogi, has practiced this way, and those of you who follow my footsteps should also do the same thing.
Honest. That thing is the gomni jule sheku garis. Thing is the temple is gomni and the jule sheku garis.
So how do we develop concentration, if you ask? Of course, it has to be cultivated through meditational practice. And it's through meditation we cultivate concentration and we further the development of concentration.
That thing is the temple do sevi chan ta le tamo shin lamre nang da du shi ka nang re shani ani kine kine de rangi le shi bi ta kine ta bi ta be go re shi.
In the context of Lamrim treatises, there is like whole explanation about cultivating calm abiding or shamatha or mental quiescence. So relating to shamatha or calm abiding, in the Lamrim we find explanation of 9 stages of mental development in order to have calm abiding. Calm abiding is a state of concentration, but those 9 stages are not states of concentration, but those are the methods or the practices to develop concentration. So I would advise you to go and reach that particular section or the portion of Lamrim on calm abiding, and you can read any Lamrims. You can read Liberation in the Palm of Your Hand by great Tibetan Master Gyalpo Khyentse Dorjeshang, or you can read any different versions of Lamrim, small, middle, and the great by Jerumbuche Manjushri Lama Tsongkhapa and so on. And so what you will find is, what kind of a place is suitable for cultivating calm abiding, and what are the necessities that one must have to do such a practice, what are the other causes or favorable conditions that one should assemble for one's mental development, and how to do the meditation to cultivate calm abiding. So all those things are explained clearly in the Lamrim, and many of you, the older students, you have listen to a number of Lamrim teachings that I gave before. And so you could refresh your mind reading the Lamrim, and the new people can go and just study Lamrim.
Lamrim nani, tagi zani, shibi chindi chunzun nani, shibi chimbi korni tagris.
In the Lamrim, the Lamrim is presented in terms of three different levels of practice. Practice for the initial level practitioners, practice for the intermediate level practitioners, and practice for advanced level practitioners. Now the thing that I'm talking about, the explanation of calm abiding, you can find it in the last section, if you will, that deals with advanced level practice. So in the section that deals with advanced level practice, you will find explanation on the practices of six perfections or parameters, and then the special section, it says special explanation on the two last perfections, which basically means concentration and wisdom, and you can find explanation in that part of Lamrim.
Oh yeah, that Sanju just same gomba lata. So what something it can if you drink you that yan la gu do te and the human humorous.
So I have spent pretty much the time today focused on the three main or the key methods of practices to cultivate the 2 months of enlightenment according to Geshe Domtsenpa. And the three key are training of the mind, Lo Zhongwa, accumulation, practice of merit, Cho Saoba, and finding concentration or cultivating concentration, Ding Zhen Saoba. And we will go through the nine supporting or secondary practices next time.
Mm-hmm. Tā ngā rāng sāma lōka, tui jūdi nē, tā kēchī yūpari nē, sēnjī rāng dā yēnchē, kui anī kādī chēmba, rāng kādī chēmba yīmba tē, ngā bā sāng tāni, tēng lōyā, tēng chēmba yīmba sāng tō, tā tēlē anī ngā rāzi tēng lēng jēyā kē, anī sāng tāng wēs.
I feel that as followers of Bodhisattva's way of life, that we must all try to reflect on how all sentient beings have been very kind to us, all meaning, including enemies. And so it's very important for us to reflect on kindnesses of other sentient beings.
That means this something, any cardinal yet. Kunzu ngā tīng chīmbar, tā ngē Kurāṅ sā kābī dhīpā sāb gugudu, tū sāvyā gudu, tā sāng tāngurīs.
So as we think about how sentient beings have been, kind to us, then of course the next thing that logically comes from that mindset is, now how best can I repay their kindness? Because if they have been kind to me, I can't be unkind to them, so how best can I repay their kindnesses?
Tā tīngzīr kārgūgu esana, Jukala ke nekat jamato pento chimbo yungu amaris. Ta pento chiyu kari gogo erisa na dunye ta treva ta, deva ta denba chita ngeva du rang da yinchi tindi. A tindi ki samtang uris.
So when we think of repaying their kindness, and if we think in terms of, okay, maybe I can provide them some material help, there are many reasons why we wouldn't be able to do that to all sentient beings. And also, even if we could do it, it's not going to be that meaningful. Repayment. So the best way to repay their kindness is only if we can find ways to help sentient beings to be free from suffering for good or to find lasting happiness. That will be the best way to repay their kindness. So in that context, we also need to try our best not to hurt any sentient beings harm, but if we could, try to help others. And we have to be kind to other sentient beings.
Mm.
And that's where we're going to stop today.
제제 샤왓 카르스는 가라서 어 무엇이거든.
So at the beginning of every teaching, we spend a moment to cultivate altruistic motivation or bodhicitta motivation. And at the end of our practice session, we try to do altruistic dedication. So those are two very important actions, you know, that go with any, you know, practice and action that we perform.
Ni jawi gina be tsebe tinzi shebe tamani se kuze kebe tamba da tuji gina tu dambe me sundu yunga kyo. Ni kyo dungi ge, a kanga tsaman da shi o kumi tsaman lo, shasi tsaman lo. Ani kyo duba la anin gachin da teshi tunji tsama tuni ke yunga kyo. Ani ji, a gidinji kam dada gendo, mutibi gusota da gini tunji lusota dambe me sundu yunga kyo.
So let us dedicate our collective merit for the flourishing of Dharma throughout the universe for a long, long time. May His Holiness the Dalai Lama and all other great holy masters live long and be successful in fulfilling their visions, benefiting sentient beings. May spiritual communities throughout the world and spiritual practitioners from all traditions, both monastic and lay practitioners, men, women, you know, young, old, you know, remain healthy, harmonious, and be successful in fulfilling their spiritual goals and aspirations. May this and other world systems or environments be free of all kinds of unwanted pains and problems, and may beings find peace, happiness, prosperity, and spirituality. In short, we dedicate our collective merit for all kind mother sentient beings to be free from the fears and dangers of two types of mental obscuration, obscuration to personal liberation, obscuration to omniscient state, and may we all reach complete enlightened state quickly.
Again,
Hallo Lawrence.
Za lang kerja. Kubur juga. Za pun ni kalian.
Tolo super cakap.
France tadi.
No.
Ich nicht, was ist denn?